This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's true, Doc. I'm a rabbit, all right. Would you like to shoot me now or wait till you get home? Shoot him now! Shoot him now! You keep out of this. He doesn't have to shoot you now.
He just so have to shoot me now. I demand that you shoot me now.
Let's run through that again.
Okay.
Would you like to shoot me now or wait till you get home?
Shoot him now. Shoot him now.
You keep out of this. He doesn't have to shoot you now.
Ha! That's it! Hold it right there!
Pronoun trouble.
It's not he doesn't have to shoot you now. It's he doesn't have to shoot me now.
Well, I say he does have to shoot me now! So shoot me now!
That's one guy, people.
Yeah.
Yeah! Right.
One
with
dude.
Happy hands and mumbling mouths, here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
It's always going to have a taint to it.
It's still going to be a scorcher. Temperatures, again, very dangerous. Check on the elderly. Make sure they're okay.
You all right, Buzz? Yeah, I'm fine. Thank you.
You okay?
Yeah, I feel okay now.
It's just shocking.
I turn over our TV hotline now. The show Mythbusters on Discovery Network.
This is a cool show.
Discovery Channel. Mm-hmm. This is Carrie Byron. She's, if you don't mind me saying, are you there? Hello, Carrie?
I'm here. Hello.
She's the princess in a sea of nerds.
Hot as balls redhead. And you're on Mythbusters. We have a million questions. My first question would be, and I'll step away and let the rest of the guys jump in. I know you best as the woman that sat on the toilet, on the airplane toilet, to see if your innards would get sucked out. Did they?
No, absolutely not. It was totally a myth. But that is what I get known best for. That, seriously? I mean, I've done so much on that show, and you're going to remember me for my butt? Uh-huh.
Well, that is seriously the first time that it's a combination. It was the first time I saw you do something on the show. And second, being a man who likes to crap on airplanes, I've heard that story as well.
I heard it was also on a cruise ship one time that had
really?
Happened to a lady
where
they
vacuum.
Had a similar vacuum toilet, and because of her carriage, because of her weight, that it actually had happened to her. And I don't know where they—well, obviously you busted that myth, right?
We did, mostly because, you know, the toilet seat that you sit on is going to give some sort of air gap, but if you were still even gelatinous enough to fill up those gaps, there's just not enough suction in there to do any real damage. It's not, it's just not going to get you.
And you guys knock out about three of those every week, right? I mean, you have about not bathrooms on planes, but I'm talking about the myths. Don't you dispel or prove three myths a week on the show? It's about three for a half hour show. You usually take on about three myths, don't you?
Well, you know, it's the magic of editing. It
right.
looks like we're just knocking out three a week for you guys. But I mean, it takes a few weeks just to do one story because we can't fake any of the science. We wish we could. There's certain shows out there that do, but we actually do every excruciating detail, every test we put through to the end.
For anyone who hasn't seen the show, besides the example with the toilet seat or the one that Mike is mentioning, what's one of your favorites? What's one of your favorite myths that you were able to bust?
Well, my very favorite one that we actually busted that we worked on was exploding pants. It sounds really gross. But
see, I wouldn't think that'd be at the top of my list, Carrie.
I don't even, have I ever heard of exploding pants?
Is that something like spontaneous combustion?
It was. In New Zealand in the 30s, there were a bunch of farmers that were walking around having their pants spontaneously burst into flames.
Really?
And it turned out that the story was completely true. They were using an herbicide that had a flash point that was really low.
Wow.
So just from walking, the friction was creating enough heat to make their pants explode into flames. They'd be on a clothesline and explode into flames. They'd be sitting next to a fireplace and explode into flames. And we found out it was totally true.
You know, that is one that I would have lost $1,000 on.
Yep. And I would imagine, Carrie, that the satisfaction would come more out of proving that a myth is true than really busting it. Because when I know when I watch the show, that's the way I feel about it. I want to see the ones like on your baseball one you did when you had the. I came in late, so I didn't see what the deal was with the corked bats. Do corked bats do indeed work better for players to hit home runs?
No.
Oh, you proved that to be false.
Yeah,
actually, good.
It's more in your head is what I believe the boys proved with that one.
Wow. Oh, do you get more satisfaction out of proving one wrong or backing one up?
The ones we like the best are the ones that are completely counterintuitive, the ones that you really, really believe
right.
in one direction, and it just completely baffles you. Mm-hmm. It's so much fun to be proven wrong.
Besides the toilet thing, what is the grossest one that you've been involved in?
That's a really tough question for me because I swear I'm going to be on disability for my gag reflex when I'm done with this show because they've made me throw up on air so many times. Because they go for it. And anything that, they've come to me with any, brains. They'll bring in pure brains and just put it in front of me. But the one that made me really, really Ralph.
Okay, yeah.
When we did a variation on the Pop Rocks and Coke myth, we did the Mentos and Coke myth.
Yes.
And the bile that we had to drain out of the stomach, it looks like concentrated orange juice.
Uh-huh.
But and it's all if you took concentrated orange juice and you mixed it with mucus, that's kind of the texture of it, and it smells just like death. And Tori started letting it hang off his finger like a loogie that's about to drop and started coming at me like he was going to throw it on me, and Grant almost threw up. Actually threw up.
And the myth was that the Mentos and Coke can blow up your stomach, right?
Yeah, that you can drink them together and then explode your stomach, which is absolutely not true because all the carbonation leaves the Coke the minute you pour it. Like when you pour it in a glass, you see all the carbonation leave? It's not going to get to your stomach like a bomb.
Speaking of Mentos and Coke, Diet Coke, what is the principle? I know you're not a scientist, you're an artist, but what is the whole principle on when you throw the Mentos down inside the Diet Coke and it makes that big explosive geyser that goes up there? What causes that?
Yeah, it's really funny. So many people were debating exactly what does it, but it turns out that there's a myriad of reasons that it happens. One thing is the nucleation okay, let me break it down so that I could understand if I was explaining it to myself.
And we'll need more help with that.
The little bubbles from the Coke will trap themselves in the little grooves that happen after the sugar dissolves and create more bubbles. You are you're breaking the surface tension of the Coke when you expand it.
Uh-huh.
You're basically just creating a reaction inside the bottle that has to make its way out of a small hole at the top of the bottle.
You're turning me on.
Explosive.
I'm getting turned on right now.
Me too. Hey, we got.
You're dirty. You're making me blush.
We have a guy here, Carrie. Hey, Rob, step up. We got a guy that we call Head. Seriously, he has the biggest brain. He's full of useless facts, but I'm sure. Do you have a myth that you could throw out at her?
Like a scientific myth?
Yeah, or any kind of myth, but not like one of those dumb consumer things like, does that really work?
Yeah.
Well, you think of myths as things you were told as a kid. One of the most famous ones that I grew up with, I mean all the time, is don't go swimming until a half an hour after you eat.
Yeah, that's
a classic. And that's already been disproven, right?
Yeah, I've never actually tested that myth. I was always in the swimming pool right after I eat. But
said you'd cramp up and you'd drown.
You drown and you die.
I never drowned.
Yeah.
I think it's just fine. I think,
What about the one about scabs? If you keep picking at that scab,
you'll create infected? A scar? It's totally true.
It's totally true?
Scabs? That's nasty.
In your opinion, all the time you've been doing the show, what is the... what is the most solid myth that you have proven? The one that you were, happy that you proved because, you believed it?
God.
There's so many that you guys do. It's tough to choose, I know.
Well, one myth that we haven't actually put on the show that I 100% believed, but my grandmother would not believe, is that when you swallow a piece of gum, it's going to sit in your stomach for 7 years.
Oh, hey, outstanding.
That's a good one.
Rob, you can sit down. That's the kind of thing I was expecting you to think of it, as a matter of fact. That's a very good one. Have you tried that one?
Well, personally, I've tried it, but
we've all eaten gum, but
we've all swallowed our gum.
But is it true that it stays? Oh, hold on. This is a medical question, and I know to a certain extent it's true, but I just thought of it. You hear all the time, especially when you go to the doctor, that you have 20 pounds of rotten beef
I've heard that. In your intestinal
tract. Intestine at any time. Is that true or not?
You know what? I do not know for sure, but we have a whole list of myths just like that.
You got to jot these down, Carrie. You have to jot these down because we're going to be looking for like more intestines on the show.
Here's one I've heard about, and I've seen it on the TV. Are there people that can pick up radio stations in their fillings?
Lucille Ball was the one that actually originally started getting that myth really, really popular. Because she said that she helped foil some sort of German plot by picking up radio frequencies in her fillings, which it was totally a crock. It absolutely cannot happen. That was one of our earlier myths. I wasn't personally involved in that one because it was before I was on the show, but absolutely not true.
Have the guys hit on you that I worked on the show?
Have they hit on me?
Yeah. I mean, my God, you're a goddess in a sea of nerds. Very I said it at the beginning.
You're a beauty among pigs.
Did they? I mean, you know, I get the, you know, even though the show is very tightly edited and it's very crisp, I get the impression that those guys might, you know, occasionally, hey, baby.
You don't think they ever look at you the way that I used to look at that girl on Trading Spaces?
Oh, my God. That's right. Yes.
You know, I think it's the kind of thing that when you spend 12 hours a day with a person, you kind of
Not really.
They become like family and you just don't think of them that way.
That guy with the mustache ever get close to you?
The guy with the mustache is happily married. You're speaking of Jamie with the beret.
Yes, yeah. Jamie with the beret.
He's got a wife who is incredibly smart and very attractive.
Mm-hmm. And that's a myth that I've heard, that people say happily married.
Would you ever bust that myth on your show?
I've actually proved that myth. I am very happily married.
Oh, you're happily married. I didn't know. I wouldn't have asked.
See, I'm a newlywed. I've been only married a year.
Yeah, you come across on the show as bubbly and single. You really do.
Yeah, that'll change.
Yeah, that'll change. Well, what are some of the big myths coming up that you guys are going to be working on?
Well, at the moment, I'm at home because I have a busted knee, but the boys are off proving myths about jeans. One of them is a guy gets stuck up on a gondola and he takes off his pants and he uses them like a fox wire, you know, just to slide down.
Oh, like in a James Bond movie, right?
Yeah,
like on a gondola,
like that.
Right.
That's great.
So they're in Tahoe right now trying to bust that one.
And kids love this show, right? Because my kids adore this show. They really do.
Absolutely. It's become quite a family dynamic for us. So, you know, we definitely have to watch our language and make sure things aren't too adult or too imitable so the kids don't go off and blow their hands up.
Well, I know this is very dangerous. I see all of our phones ringing. I bet some of our little brains would like to talk to you. Would you like to try to walk into the minefield known as live calls on our show?
I'll give it a shot, but this is how I usually either get hijacked or ambushed. But let's give it a try.
We treat our listeners with no respect, so don't worry about it. We have your back.
Okay, good.
Hello, you animal. You're on the air.
Don and Mike.
Don't embarrass us. Hello.
Yes, we have Carrie Byron here for you.
All right, I won't embarrass you, but she was on a Mythbusters that they didn't air. It was do pretty girls fart. And they made her wear a special kilt and had some kind of sensor.
Wait. Is this Carrie, true at all, or is this guy just busted?
No, this is absolutely true. It's floating around the internet. The boys did a whole Facts About Flatulence episode.
Wow.
They did the Pretty Girls Fart, and they made me wear a pair of bloomers, I'll say. They called them farting panties.
They had a
hydrogen sulfide meter stuck in the proper area, and the underwear were hooked up to the PA system for the entire shop.
Oh,
so if I farted, they would be able to hear it in the office. They'd be able to hear it in the woods. Shop. I mean, this is a full functioning shop. There are people there besides MythBusters, so it was quite an experience.
Well, did you?
It took a while, but after feeding me for 6 hours, it actually I did produce.
Beautiful.
And everyone was there to clap and completely humiliate me.
Oh my God! Well, you got guts. You really do.
All right. Try this one. Hello there. Don and Mike show. Don't embarrass us. Hello.
Hello, you're on with Carrie Byron.
Hi there, Don and Mike.
I was wondering if I could talk to Carrie real quick.
Yes, we just said you're on with Carrie.
Duh, you've already embarrassed us.
Hey, Carrie, I really love the show, and I was wondering if you could tell the guys about some of the ones that you did with vodka, like how you can treat the foot odor and bad breath and all that.
Oh, sure, absolutely. You know, in my former life, I was a spokesmodel for a spirits and wine company. Wow. So I spent a lot of time learning about all sorts of liquors. And vodka was one of the things that we brought in as being very, very functional. We found out how to make mouthwash with it. We found out it was supposed to get rid of foot odor, that it was supposed to take the smell of smoke out of your clothes. It's actually something, it's a great household item.
So vodka really does work for all those things?
Well, washing your feet will work as well. So,
okay.
I mean, it's really up to you. Do you really want to waste your vodka washing your feet?
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Don't embarrass us.
Oh, well.
Okay, hi there.
Yeah, I got a question for Terry.
Yeah.
Is the building and everything done in South San Francisco?
I'm sorry, I missed that. Well, say it again.
Is everything done in South San Francisco?
South San Francisco. Is your filming of the show primarily happen in the San Francisco area?
Yes, our shops are located in the San Francisco area. Jamie's shop M5 is where we do the show, so it's been pretty much based around him and his shop. And the San Francisco area is pretty incredible for being able to find anything you want. And we've got all these abandoned military bases and all sorts of labs, like Livermore Lab and crime labs. And it's a great place to do anything you want.
Meth labs.
That's my neighborhood.
Got to go a little further into Northern California for that, I think.
Don and Mike show. Hello. Please don't embarrass us. Hi. Hi there.
Hey, Carrie.
Yeah.
Yeah, real quick. How did you get that? What was it? A 727 or whatever it was, where you you shot a bullet through the window to see if the pressurization of the plane would suck somebody out.
That was called Explosive Decompression was the name of that episode. And how did we get the plane?
That was sweet, yeah.
People are just, it's amazing what people give you when you ask them. That was just an airplane graveyard. In fact, coming up on one of our really big episodes that we have coming up, there is a freight company called Coletta in Michigan that let us borrow one of their 747s to see if we could blow a taxi away. And that's going to be the most amazing episode. We got to pull things behind a 747, turn on the engines, and watch them just
oh god,
it looked like cardboard.
What a great show. That hey, what about the explosive decompression? Did you prove it true? Was it, I mean, can you shoot a bullet into a 727 and suck somebody out through the hole?
No.
Okay, very good. What a relief.
All right. Carrie, listen, we want to thank our listeners for not embarrassing us. They actually had nice questions for
really?
You.
I'm very surprised.
I know. This has been so pleasant. Wow. I haven't had one yet. I'm kind of shocked.
Everyone watch Mythbusters on Discovery. What about the myth that guys sit around and watch you? You know what I mean? Watch you during the show and watch you like they're watching an adult film. What about that myth?
Well, as far as I personally know, I haven't witnessed it myself. And unless I've seen it myself, I'm not going to claim it's
when do you
true.
Want,
and I'd
when,
like not to.
When
so.
Do you want?
Oh, she'd like not to. She threw that in on the end.
I was going to say, when do you want to come watch me?
Freaking nasty. Come on.
Yeah, we have a little fun. What the heck? You're a married woman. We
it's
should stop.
It's a family show.
Sure. Yeah, it is. It's a wonderful
right.
show.
Keep saying that. But we love Mythbusters. And thank you for being on, Carrie.
Oh, no problem. Thank you, guys. It was real sweet of you to give me a call.
Thanks, right, Carrie. Good luck. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, honey.
Very cool. She is surrounded by these guys that just look like, at a moment's notice, they would attack her like a pack of wolves.
They all look like booger eaters, don't they?
So the guy with the beret creeps me out. He really, I mean, he's the noticeable guy because he's got the big handlebar mustache.
I don't watch it enough to be a true aficionado, but there is the one guy with the big, gigantic, almost like afro-like hair, the guy with the big spongy hair.
Right,
which guy is that?
And there's, I don't know any of their names. And they've got the Asian guy, the obligatory Asian guy that's there. And then they've got the guy that looks like, really, he looks like Jeff Skunk Baxter. That's what he looks like. And they, you know, all they do is they see, they get a budget because they do very expensive things.
Yeah, they go on they go a long ways on shoots, right?
I'd watch that 747 thing to see him blow away a taxi.
You know another myth? John was really going to go ape-ass if we ever went past the time limit for commercials.
Is that a myth? Have you proven that myth true or false?
100% that's a myth.
He's not just going ape-ass over there?
He just held his little card up after I said something about it.
It's John go ape-ass.
He's waving his
break, answer. Break!
All right, good. All right, thank you.
Oh, God.
He's going to have the job next week. That's a myth, too. We'll be back with something else. Thank you, Carrie.
This is the Don and Mike Show.